Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
All right, so today we are talking about focus, as we just talked about with kids, not being focused. And a lot of times that's what we have a goal in mind. They had a goal in mind. They want the track to be together so they could play on it. And they weren't focused enough to follow the instructions that were given to them so they could be put together right. And with us, a lot of times we don't listen to the instructions God's given us, so we go our own detour. We try and do things our own way, and we don't stay focused. We don't stay on track. And what God kept saying to me is perseverance. He tells me that a lot, perseverance and persistence. And it's interesting because when I was in school, we had to give three different things that start with three different words that start with our first letter of our name. And I don't remember what the other one was, but I remember him saying perseverance and persistence. Perseverance and persistence. And that's one thing that I said, the assignment was for us to, three things that start with our first name, but one thing, but also things that we want to be identified with. So I wanted to identify that I want to have persistence, that I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to get frustrated, but I'm going to be persistent and keep trying. And also perseverance. I'm going to stay the course. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough and how I get frustrated, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to be persistent and persevere and continue to press forward. So when I looked this up, the definition for perseverance, it said steady persistence in a course of action, purpose, and a state especially in spite difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement. And those are all things that will happen us along us walking on the journey of being saved, along us taking the steps to say, okay, I'm going to live this word completely. We get discouraged. We have difficulties. We may fall. We say, oh, that was really bad, and I don't know how I can recover from this. But with God on our side, He helps us to press through. He helps us to continue to stay on course, get back on track, and to know what to do. The first scripture I'm going to go to is Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 35. I'm going to get it in my Bible also. So Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Well, yeah, verse 35. It says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised you. We're going to go on and go to 37 also. It says, for in just a little while, He is coming and He will not delay. You know, a lot of times we don't have confidence. We say, okay, I can do this. You get a goal set in mind. You say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose this weight. And we get excited. But then we hear a word of doubt. And we let that doubt, instead of stopping it in its tracks, we let that doubt sit. And we begin to allow it to attach itself to us. And when it attaches itself to us, then we begin to start to believe completely, I can't do this. I can't lose this weight. It's too hard. But if we just begin to have confidence and know that even if it's hard, even if it's tough, there's a goal I have set in mind. But as long as I stay the course, as long as I press through, I'm going to see that finish line. I'm going to reach that goal. So while I'm speaking, remember, think of some goals you have set in place. Even for this next year, maybe you haven't completed the ones this year and it's coming to a close, but set some goals this year. I said I wanted to read the Bible in a year. I didn't complete it. Why? Because I got a little off track. I started going back to the chapters that I love, and I said, I need to just keep reading over this. But I didn't read those and meditate on those and continue to say, okay, I still need to read the books that I need to accomplish so that I understand the full Bible, not just bits and pieces. But we have to set a goal in mind. And actually, you know, I just thought about it. It was after the beginning of the year because Marquis said it at the beginning of last year. And I listened, but I was like, And I didn't pick it up and say, okay, I'm going to really do this thing. I'm going to try to read the Bible in a year. So I still have, I believe, a month. And I can do it as long as I stay focused, as long as I'm determined, as long as I know this is what's best for me. So think about some goals that you have set in place that you want to achieve. And they may not be easy, but with God's help, we can do that which we have set our minds to. Amen? So the next scripture we're going to go to is Philippians 3. And we're going to start at verse 12. So starting at verse 12, it says, not that I have already obtained all this, or have I already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, do not consider myself yet to take hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, and pressing onward to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, it says, all of us who have matured should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that to God will make you clear. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. Now, when I was reading this, God said for us to press onward. So we have that goal in mind and we're looking at it and it seems so far away. But with God, we can take steps towards that. And it may be hard and you may feel, because when I'm working out, I want to sit down. I'm tired. And when I rode the bike at mom's house the other day, I said, I don't want to sit down. This thing hurts. I want to stand up. But you have to change it up sometimes a little bit. But you have to have that goal in mind. Why? Because if I don't put action behind pressing forward that goal, it's going to take a long time. And I'm going to grow tired. But if I stay focused and I keep going, when I'm riding the bike at home, Marquise comes, come on, push harder, keep going. Because when I slow down, then I'm getting lazy. And I'm going to finish. I'll make the time, I'll finish, but I feel like I haven't did anything. And I feel like, okay, I did it. I did my time. I did my 30, Marquise. But do you feel it? And so that's us being lazy. When you have goals in mind to lose weight, you have to push forth that effort. We have goals in mind. I said I want to get my license. I had to put forth that time, even though I was scared. And I was afraid I was going to scare her while I was driving and different things. You have to put forth that practice. Just like a good athlete, if they want to be the best they can be, they have to put forth the time. And it's hard, but they have to endure that workout. They have to endure during those drills. They have to endure so that they can be better. Amen? I'm reminded of a story I shared with you guys before, but God just reminded me so much because of the persistence and the willpower that the young man had. He was running, and he hurt himself along the way, and everyone said, why don't he just stop? But because he was so determined to reach his goal, he was so determined to get across the finish line, he said, I entered this race to cross the finish line. Now, I may not come in first, but I want to cross the finish line. And because everyone kept saying, oh, he should stop, why isn't he stopping? His dad came out onto the track, and they said, oh, he's just going to help him, pull him to the side, help him to stop. No, his dad saw the determination he had. And that's what God does. He sees the determination we have, and he comes alongside just to hold us up so that we can continue to finish the race and finish strong. There's some things that we may have, some goals we may have last year or earlier this year, and we kind of got close to the finish line, but we didn't have that extra push to keep going to cross the finish line. So that's what we need to change up for this next year. In 2015, I want to be able to complete the things that I set in place. If I'm saying I'm going to drive more, then I need to drive more. I need to not be scared. I need to lay aside that fear, that doubt that I can't do it. When I was growing up and I was in the youth group, our youth pastor told us that we can't say I can't. No, it's I get to. I get to. And with saying I get to, then I have to ask God, okay, this is something you're allowing me to do. Why? Because I'm in a country where I can freely do it. So I get to wash the dishes. I get to take care of my kids. I get to do some hard things, change poopy diapers, and I don't want to. No, I get to. Why? Because I have healthy children. I get to. So then with saying I get to, I'm saying, God, I need you to change my attitude because this is a privilege and an honor. So God, change my attitude. And we need to think about that with us pressing forward to that goal. God, help me to get there. Why? Because I get to meet this goal. Why? Because this is something that you saw in me. And you brought it to the forefront. And this is a goal I have set in place. So I get to press forward and meet that goal. Amen. We're going to go to Luke chapter 14. And we're going to start at verse 28. Let me get that also. So Luke 14. Luke 14, starting in verse 28. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and you are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Is that what you want people to see? She had a goal in mind, but she quit along the way. Marquise has instilled in our children that we're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. So he said, if I'm going to say that to my children, I need to go back to college and finish and do the things that I need to do. Because we're not going to quit. We're going to press forward and reach that goal. It's hard for us to continue to stay on that track because we're being tested and we're being tried and I'm tired. But with God being our strength and being our guide, we can see that finish line. Amen. Isaiah 55, Verse 11 says it like this. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it to do. God has called us to do different things in his kingdom. And a lot of times we accept the call, but along the way, somehow we begin to sit down and get lazy and get comfortable in the spot we're in and say, oh, I don't really know if that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm talking to myself right now. And we don't realize that God has called us for a time such as this. And he said his word will not return to us void. So the call he has on our life, he knows it's going to be completed as long as we accept it. As long as we begin to just say, okay, God, I don't know how to do it, but I need your help. And I know that with your guidance and with your help, I can complete all that you spoke over me, all that you said I could do. One of the quotes I found while I was studying, it says, keep hoping, keep believing, keep standing, I'm coming. We forget that God's coming, but he told us to keep hoping and keep believing in him and keep standing because he's on the way. The goals he's given us, he's given those to us for a reason. The gifts he's given us, he's given it to each and every one of us for a reason. Monica is a wonderful actor, and there's going to be chains and different things broken around her as she begins to be saved and on fire for God and begin to act the way God wants her to act. And when she turns down offers that are not pleasing to God and that don't sit right with her, it's going to cost some people that wanted her to act in that film. Well, why didn't she take this role? She's perfect for it. It's going to cause them to wonder. And with them wondering, they're going to begin to ask her, say, what is it? You don't want to act with us? Is it the producer? What is it? And as she begins to reveal, that sets it up where she can share her testimony that I'm a woman of God and the things that you're promoting is not promoting Christ. Just with Michael, as he wanted, he saw a goal in mind. He said, I'm going to have my own shop. And he kept telling us and kept telling us, I'm going to have my own shop. He reached that goal. Now he has his own shop. But now he has to deal with keeping God the center of the shop. Being a leader, a trendsetter for those guys that come alongside and help and work in the shop. We have to look at that goal and know that we can reach it. As long as we have God helping us to extend our hand to grab it, to push us forward. We have to stay the course, lean and depend on God. And know that you can do it. When I started focusing more in high school and I began to say, God, I can't do this, but I need your help. All those that said, I can't do it. God, I need you to help me to be the best that I could be. God, I want to graduate. I want to be able to be successful. I want to be able to do the things that you want me to do. Because you said that I'm not junk. So once I begin to pray that prayer and I begin to, okay, I got to study a little harder. I got to put more time in. I saw that goal in mind of walking across that stage with my diploma. And as I began to study and I began to press, God, I saw the credits adding up. And I met with my counselor. I said, are you sure this is right? She said, you're going to graduate with more credits than what you thought. And your GPA is... it's in the right spot, so you'll get into a good school. And as I begin to just trust God, and I begin to say, okay, this is the goal I have in mind. I'm going to graduate. That's all I was thinking about was just graduating. But the extra credit was God adding up more credits because I started taking more classes and started doing classes during the summertime and doing different things so that I stayed busy and stayed on the course. Now, it was hard, and it took a lot of determination, a lot of persistence, a lot of focusing. But with God's help, I was able to complete it. We have to stay focused. We have to allow God to help us keep our eyes on Him. When it seems too hard, when you seem alone, know that with God, all things are possible. And that He'll give you that extra push you need to keep going, to keep pressing through. There's another scripture I wanted to go to. Psalm 63 and 8. You don't have to go there, but you can if you want to. It's really short. It says, I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. What are you clinging to today? Even though you say some of these goals are just, you know, my little personal goals. I want to eat less meat, or I want to do different things. We have little different goals that we set. Even the little ones God wants to help us with, because He loves when we can accomplish good things, when it's something positive. And He loves to help us because He's the helper. So we have to cling to God. He's there holding us up, but we have to cling to Him. You know, when I was reading that verse and I was talking to God, and He just showed me every time, this is funny, almost every time we leave Anderson Harold's house, the kids say, Papa, will you pick me up? Will you carry me to the car? Why? Because He's big and He's strong. And they cling on, they hold on. They know He's not going to drop them, but they hold on because it's safe, and they're leaning on Him because they're close to their Papa. They love Him, and they want to be close one more time before they go home. And that's how we should be to God. Say, God, hold me, because I can't do it by myself. God, hold me, because it's dark down there, and I can't see. I need you to shine the light so I can see where I'm going, so that I can persevere, so that I can continue to press forward, so that I can just be held by you. He holds us up. He holds us up so that we won't fall, amen? Another scripture I want to go to is Proverbs 18 and verse 10. This is something we oftentimes forget when we get up against a wall, when we're in a dark, quiet place, when it seems the bills are stacking up. Sometimes we forget this. It says, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. When things are going haywire, we have to remember that we can run to God and we're safe, that He will shield us and protect us, that He will just be that hedge that we need. We need to run to God so that we are safe. You know, God reminded me of, there's a song we sing, Jesus Be a Fence All Around Me. And it's a funny story. We sing that song, Jesus Be a Fence All Around Me. And we have to realize that even in little things that we may get scared about, Jesus can be our fence. Because with that comes boldness. And even just singing that song, one day Nicole called me. She's like, girl, I need you to pray. We need to be in one accord. So we're praying and we're talking. And I was like, what is it? What's wrong? She said, girl, there's a spider. I said, there's a spider. She's like, it's really big. It's on the wall. If I walk past it, it could get me. And so I was like, okay, I'll stay on the phone with you. And so we're on the phone, and she starts singing that song. I was like, don't you want to be more hyped up? She's like, well, I know singing the song, Jesus is being a fence around me. And He's giving me that willpower. He's giving me that extra push to jump over this hurdle, to not be afraid, not to be scared. And so she's singing the song. And as she's singing, I hear her getting amped up. And I'm sitting there, I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm sitting there just saying, wow, because her voice has changed and she sounds more confident. And she was able to complete the task that she had set before, which was killing the spider. And we laugh at it, but at that moment, she was scared. And a lot of times we get scared. We get frustrated. And we need to know that he is a fence. And with us knowing that he's a fence, that means he's going to protect me, not just in the front, but all around me, that he's going to put up a shield. And basically, he's there blocking whatever's trying to get to us. Just like in football, there's blockers that are blocking for that man to run. We need God to block for us sometimes. So we need to begin to cry out to him and begin to worship and begin to praise him and begin to open our mouths and say, God, be a fence all around me, because I need you to block all the different things that are trying to tear me down, the different things that are going to stop me from staying the course, the different things that are going to come to discourage me. God, I need you to block for me. I need you to be that shield. I need you to be that shield. As I'm closing, there's a quote by John C. Maxwell. It says, stay focused on what God has assigned to me to do. Keep my mind on what I am doing. Let me read again. It says, stay focused on what God has assigned for me to do. Keep my mind on what I am doing. So what's the goal in mind that you're pressing towards? And you need God. You need to keep your mind on him. Because he's going to help you to focus so that you can stay the course, not get distracted. Or when people come to distract you, you're able to, nope, I'm not doing that. I don't need that extra piece of pie. I already met my calories for today. Or nope, I'm not going to do that. I still have to get on the bike. I got 10 more minutes, babe. You got to wait for me. I got 10 more minutes. I got to meet this goal. Or whatever the case may be, he's there, just like I said, to block and to help you to stay focused so you can keep your mind on that goal. What's the goal you have that you're going to set this year so that you can stay focused on it and you can persevere? Be persistent. Continue to stay the course. Continue just to know that God has designed you so that you can persevere. One last thing. As I was listening to one of the interviews on Yada the King radio, one of the ladies said, I can't remember what she said her name was, but I know that her album was, I can't think of what it was called, but she said, a designer knows every stitch, everything about their clothing. Why? Because they're a designer. Okay, Chanel, listen to the Get the Podcast. Listen to this interview. But with a designer, they know every little stitch, everything about their clothing, how it's supposed to fit, who it's supposed to fit. And just like that, God knows everything about us. He knows those things that we say, oh, I don't know if I could do it. He knows what's our breaking point. He knows what we can handle. So when you think it's too hard, God's saying, no, you can go the distance. You'll be fine. God's our designer today. Remember that. God designed you for a purpose, and he has a plan for you. But are you willing to accept the call and stay the course? Are you willing to, okay, God, these are the goals that I set in place so that I can fully walk in all that you have called me to do, so I can step to the forefront and be that leader, that trendsetter to everyone around me, and stay the course? Let us stay the course today, amen? Stay on track. Focus and know that God's got you, and he's going to help you along the way. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, we thank you for everyone in here, Lord God, and everyone that's going to be listening to the podcast, Lord God. Help us to stay the course. Help us to surrender to you, Lord God, and say, God, I need your help. I can't do it by myself, but I know that with you, all things are possible. I know that with you, God, I can persevere. and I can accomplish all the goals that I have set in place. God, we ask that you help us to get some goals so that we can press forward and try and meet those goals, Lord God. Even when it gets hard, Lord God, help us to stay focused. Help us to stay rooted and grounded in you. Help us to press when we don't feel like going any further, Lord God. But help us to persevere and press through and know that we will be able to make it, Lord God. And if we fall along the way, Lord God, we ask that you would catch us. God, that you would help us up, Lord God. And God, that you would be a shield all around us. That protection, that guidance, Lord God, show us your way. God, help us to set goals and be able to complete them. Help us to continue just to press through, God. We just thank you so much right now. God, we ask that you move in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Does anyone need prayer for anything?
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.